the Premier of WA, Mark McGowan. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
First question, obvious question. How are you feeling? I mean, COVID situation, your family had it, you're not doing too well with it. Are you feeling good now? Are you back?
No, I'm fine. I come out of quarantine today, so I'm fine. I had a few rough days, but that was all. Obviously, my son had a very rough experience, but he's good now.
Is he good, like, back to 100% or just, like 80% slowly getting better?
Nah, he's young, so he's back quite a bit. He was really sick.
Yeah, but, well, sorry to
I've
hear
never,
that.
I've never seen him like that before, but he's back just 100% now.
That must have been terrifying as a dad watching that happen.
He got really sick. He went downhill and we had to take him to hospital. Yeah, he was in there for a few days and... He was really, you know, all that stuff you'd read about, can't swallow, can't have big trouble breathing, all that stuff. Wow. But he's good now.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah, we're glad that he's on the mend. We're glad your whole family's on the mend. But I guess it would have hit home for you the kind of work that you've been doing over the last year to keep this virus at bay. Did it really make you go, you know, I have actually done the right thing here, seeing how serious, and you obviously always knew how serious COVID was, but seeing it firsthand affect your family, I guess that would have been a little bit of a reality check for you and the hard work and all the crap that you've copped for, you know, all the mandates you've put in place.
I suppose it does make you realise, and you always knew that there were serious consequences potentially. The thing about the vaccines is they just reduce it so amazingly well, but there's always someone that's going to have a bad impact. That's why we have a couple of hundred people in hospital and, a handful of people in ICU. But the measures we put in place, whether it was borders or mask wearing or whether it was vaccines or whether it was mandates or any number of other things, worked. And so that's why the state's done so well out of this very difficult period.
Absolutely. I want to know how bummed you were to miss out on doing the big announcements, because you normally have to do some of the more negative kind of announcements. People are like, oh, no, a lockdown, that sort of thing. But you missed out on announcing that Manchester United is coming to WA, and you missed out on saying that we're getting rid of the masks for the most part tomorrow. Were you a little bit like, so they're going like, oh, I never get to do the good ones?
No, well, I don't worry too much about that. But I did do a video of my backyard. So I set up my iPhone and I did a video I recorded on the day, which we put on Facebook, but the Health Minister, Amber Jade Sanderson, she did a terrific job explaining everything we're doing. Obviously, we've got Manchester United, Aston Villa, Crystal Palace, and one other coming to...
he's like me, same.
We know who Crystal he's going to be cheering for.
they're quite famous. They're all coming. They're all coming here. It's not Chelsea. It's one other.
No,
anyway, they're
Chelsea.
All coming here in July. It's a pretty big deal. I mean, they are big deals.
Yeah,
they are. Three certainly are.
Now, obviously, your mate Albo is currently down with COVID as well. Were you guys, obviously, with some spare time on your hands, kind of trading remedies with each other?
We did have a chat. I had a talk to him. He was he sounded quite sick, but he was at home with his poodle. I was at home with my poodle, so that was they're good company, those dogs.
Yeah, and
I like
just
to think that you made them FaceTime each other. Like,
no, there's no FaceTime. We just had a conversation over the phone. But he's got a little dog like I do. So you sit there doing your work, and they sit on your lap. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, and with that chat with Albo, how important, this is just a general question I want to throw out there, how important is regional WA to Anthony Albanese when it comes to the federal election? Like, I know that he's been in a few different spots. Is it high on his list when he chats to you, or is it like kind of like Perth takes precedent over regional WA?
Oh, it's more just Western Australia in general. Obviously, there's, you know, lots of people from regional WA come to the city, and lots of people from the city go to the regional WA to work in particular, so... It's just more Western Australia in general. He seems very committed to Western Australia and very committed to our industries. He understands the nature of our economy and how we support the rest of the country. He's very, very knowledgeable about that. So that's a good sign.
Well, it is. And he is choosing WA to launch his campaign here.
Yeah.
Did you have any sway in that? Or do you think that
it was his decision.
It was his, okay.
But he didn't talk about it.
No, it's his decision. No, I didn't. And it'll be the first time in history and, 120 years of democracy in Australia that a major political party's launched their campaign in Western Australia. It's a really good sign.
That is pretty awesome. You are getting out today, out in the free world. What's the first thing you're going to do now that you're out of lockdown, Premier Mark McGowan?
I'm going to buy a coffee.
That's a smart move. Yep. No one's going to stand in the way. If no one's standing in your way, let the man get his coffee. Premier, thanks for the chat.
I've been drinking Makona. It's not bad, actually. I'm going to buy one.
You know what? It's Makona. COVID, the first sign of it is you've lost your taste. So we can't take a word that you've said. Premier, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. See ya.